Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've realized something. To just now, whilst talking to you, Tom, my mind has been blown.
Well, can you blow my mind as well?
Potentially. What I'm missing in this room is some form of whiteboard on which I could jot down ideas and project my inner thoughts. And there is a perfectly good wall right here.
You can just draw straight on the wall.
Yes, I can, because my wire... I'm being very DIY at the moment. Am I at home? I've ordered some No More Nails DIY kit.
Nice. So what do they use instead of nails?
I don't know what they are. that's why I've ordered them. They haven't arrived yet.
They've not arrived.
Thing.
Okay.
And I've ordered some hooks for my bathroom. Very exciting. I know.
Oh yeah. What sort of hooks?
Hooks that you attach to the wall, but there's no nails involved.
Oh.
Well, I found a whiteboard on Amazon. It's 90 by 60 centimetres. Right, hang on.
We need to work out how big that is.
Wait. I've got my measuring tape. This is how much of a man I am. I actually own a measuring tape.
Dave, can you do the sound it makes when it goes out and
in again? I can. You love that sound, don't you?
Oh. That's like a man sound, that.
Can you hear that? Oh, listen to that.
I didn't really hear it.
It's quite big, actually. It's too big.
What are you referring to here?
The potential whiteboard. I'm just measuring up. Oh, I could put it lengthways. Because it's 90 by 60 centimetres. So if I put it down to 60, let's just see.
So for the fan at home...
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of size is that? What do we have in our world?
Shall I set the scene? Well, it's 60 centimetres.
Yeah, but what is that? Like, how...
Average size of a chair.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What part of the chair?
The sitting bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
I could safely... Well, that's lengthways. Also, topways, it's quite long. Up to there it goes 90. What is it?
Yeah,
90.
90 by 60.
That is quite big. That's quite
big.
Yeah,
is it?
I'm measuring it up next to my Jensen Button photo.
Yeah.
That is Jensen. Jensen is 63 centimetres.
Oh.
Quite big.
Long, like high or wide?
Wide. Anyway, okay. So maybe that's a bit too big, but we'll think about it. Okay, ready? You ready?
Yep.
Listen closely.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah. Boom.
Boom.
Right. I just put that back.
Yeah, before you hurt yourself.
Before I hurt myself, because that probably would happen.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Happy birthday!
Thank you, man. Thank you. It was like ages ago.
Yes, it is happy birthday times. You have entered a new age.
I know.
In your life.
I'm now the age of 28. Oh.
Oh, you don't? No, you don't. No, a lady shouldn't say her age. or a man.
Or a man. Why not? I don't get that. Like, why are people so offended by people knowing their age?
Yeah, it's like in Britain, people don't say their wages.
Yeah, but I can see that, or like their weight or something. Like people find it rude if you ask them, like if I was to go, Dave, how much do you weigh? Then you'd be like, oh,
Well, no, I wouldn't care because you know I'm a fat bastard. So
Dave, how much do you weigh?
I don't really know. Too much, probably.
Oh, as a rough guess, give us a rough estimate.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Let's just go with like around 15 stone. Let's 15. Just go. Yeah,
I'll take that.
Well, really? I was going like too high. I was thinking that was being mean. Are you more than 15 stone?
I've no idea, man. No, honestly, I've got a clue. I couldn't guesstimate.
Yeah.
Maybe 15's too much.
Because I'm like 9.5. But then I'm really skinny.
No, yeah, I know. But no, I'm endowed.
Well endowed, yep. That's, curvy,
curvy, curvaceous, bodaciously curvaceous.
Oh, here we go.
Whoa, bringing out the words today.
If you have not tuned into the Best Off show,
do it. Just turn this one off. Turn this
off. Yeah, it's probably going to be rubbish.
Oh, no. Just look into that one later.
Yeah.
Oh, my keyboard is filthy.
Is it? What have you been doing to it? Don't answer that. Don't answer.
What haven't I been doing to it? No, it's quite old.
So I had a lovely birthday.
Oh yeah, it's your birthday. Yeah. So you entered a new epoch.
A what?
A new new age, new epoch.
Epoch. Yeah. Is that a real word?
It's a word.
Epoch. Spelt how? No, I'm going to look it up.
E P O C H.
E P O C H.
Yeah.
A particular period of time in history or person's life.
There you go.
The beginning of a period in the history of someone or something.
So this is the beginning
a division
of
time that is a subdivision of a period at itself divided into ages, corresponding to a series in chronostatigraphy.
Learn why you laugh!
Oh, brilliant stuff.
Brilliant stuff. Okay,
so I've entered a new epoch.
You've entered a new epoch. Apparently, you've entered a new epoch.
How do you know that word?
How do I know that word? Well, I don't know. I just came across it in my life.
I've never even heard of that. I honestly thought you'd made something up. Or...
Maybe it was a Star Trek thing.
Yeah. You know, like Spock, epoch. You never know.
Ah.
You know, it could be like what he calls his age.
Perhaps.
Or I thought it was like a cool word, you know, like lol or you know,
epoch,
like
man.
Words that aren't real words.
Not quite, I'm afraid.
No,
it's actually a word. It's a word. It's in the English dictionary.
Yeah.
So that's that one. Anyway, so do you feel wiser?
I feel older.
Older. Oh, that's not good.
I feel like the jump from 27 to 28 was. Like the biggest jump I've had, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I know what you're saying there.
Like now, they're going, oh, it's 2 years till the, you know, the big 3-0 and all that stuff. But I've never had that before. Like, you don't really say, like, it's just 3 more years or 4 more years till, you know. But now we're close enough that you can be like, oh.
You've got to think about it now.
Yeah,
it's
not all that far away now. But it's weird how... I expect, like, I would like to think I'm going to live to be old. Like, you sort of plan to live to be old. Yet I feel like I've peaked.
Oh.
Yet I'm, like, less than a third of the way through if I do live to be old. Or I'm about a third of the way through.
You've had the best years.
Which is nothing, but, yeah.
Well.
I still feel a bit like this is, like, I'm the finished, what's the word?
Version. Finished product. The finished product.
The Mark IV.
The Mark IV. And now you're at the finished version and...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, it's all right. It's doing all right.
Yeah.
For the most part.
But I don't feel like I'm the man I wanted to be. In that sense.
No, I've still got the mental age of a 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I think all men do, don't they?
All men do. Yeah, fair. That's a good point.
Yeah, I still feel like I'm working up to being the man I want to be.
No, you see, I never think you stop that. I think if you become the man,
yeah, you finish.
That's it. That's it. Oh well, you can finish now. Go home. just go back to mum and dad, and that's it. Because I've been thinking that it's kind of like I can't really go home now. Do you know what I mean? I can't go.
You could home. Go home, but it would just be a bit weird now.
It wouldn't be the same after a month. I'd be like, oh,
yeah.
I've made a big mistake here. You know, because I was thinking that this year or next year. I don't know. Next year it will be the 10th year I technically moved to the UK, and obviously at the time, I didn't think I would stay. I think I'll just do the degree, come back to Jersey, and get a job,
and then your life would be in Jersey.
Yeah, but it's not. Obviously, it's not panned out that way.
See, I thought my life would be in the UK. Like I didn't plan to come back here, and yet my life is here now.
Here you are. It's all you've embedded into Jersey. Whereas I want to come back to Jersey.
Yeah, well, you may well do.
At some point. I think that the prospects of going to the beach every day after work is something that appeals to the other half.
But then do you think you would do that?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, right, because I feel like in my head it would be great, but then I never would do it.
Well, if I'm there, you would as well. I'd be like, Tom, let's go to the beach. You'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe.
And I'd be like, Tom, barbecue tonight. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, but it's if you do all the work, then I'll come.
Oh, I see.
But it's a lot of work if I have to like cook and like put my swimming trunks on myself.
Your trunks on.
It's a lot of work, Dave.
I think Catherine can help with that one.
Okay, she can help me get dressed, and you can feed me.
You're just an old man. So you say you just become an old man? You just
I'm 28 now, Dave. That's peaked. It.
You've Tim peaked.
I've Tim peaked.
Oh my gosh. Oh. See, Tim Peake was. How old was he when he went to space? He was like in his 50s, wasn't he?
Well, it was like a year ago. What age? Yeah. What age is he now?
Google search, what age is Tim Peake?
Searching Google for what age. Oh, not this again.
Here we go. He's 44.
You're like in his 50s. Well, and he's 44.
44. So he's 44.
Oh man, you've really done him an injustice.
Well, no, it's not like he's. I mean, it's not like he's in his 30s, is it? He's in his mid.
He's 44 though.
Mid 40s.
That's like a 6 year overestimate.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
What Look, if any... you were classed as being like 34, and you're like, I'm 28. And it's like, oh my god, you look like you're 34.
What have you done? Actually, a girl said the other day, I look good for my age. But there we go. I think she was just being nice.
Oh.
But there we go.
Yeah, I think she was.
Oh, fuck. Oh, excuse me. Actually, no, screw you.
Hi, this is Mark. I'm pretty famous. You're listening to That's Life. I was on there once.
So, Tom, you tell us. I think the fan wants to know what happened on your birthday. And did you get a present from somebody?
Oh, I did.
You got a present, all right.
Oh, I got a present. So what I think Dave is referring to was a trip to see the F1. Woo! British Grand Prix at Silverstone.
The great British Grand Prix of Britain,
where I will be going not just with my girlfriend, but with you and your girlfriend.
Woohoo! But wait, there's more.
And Matt
and another guy who we've never mentioned before on the show.
Yeah,
we're all gonna go. We're gonna have a wonderful time.
So we're gonna be the Fabulous Five,
the Fab Five,
Fantastic Five,
the Fantastic Five. I'm gonna be I'll be driving.
Yeah, because you're going to have a car by then.
Oh, by then easily you'll have a car.
So you plan at least.
And we'll drive up to Silverstone. Hopefully we'll get in there, and we'll enjoy the many races on offer. And let's hope for some nice weather this time.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's July, so...
Rain.
It should rain. All weekend. Rain. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works.
Pack appropriately. but yes, we're all going to go on a wonderful trip to Silverstone, and that's Tom's birthday present. Where are you staying? Where are you? As she told you,
I think we're staying in a hotel.
You're gonna stay in the hotel. Okay, just to clarify that, because it might be a bit cramped in mine.
Yeah, because so Dave has known about this for how long have you known about this trip?
You know when we did the Facebook challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah, since then.
You knew since then, okay.
Well, actually, so... before, because I was confirming it with Catherine when you did the Facebook challenge on me. So I couldn't confirm it with her.
Oh.
Because you barred me from Facebook.
Oh,
that
this
is why
makes
I
sense.
That is why I wanted to go on to check my important messages.
Oh, really? Was that really the thing?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was for Kerry's birthday. No.
No, it was for you. It was for
it's for my birthday.
But you didn't let me, and so Catherine had to wait.
Oh, well.
Now you.
I mean, it was all fine. It all
worked out
in
the end.
Fine.
But yes.
Oh, that's so interesting.
You did throw a spanner in the works on that. I was like trying to arrange it, and then you were like, "Oh, Dave, you should do this." Oh.
Oh, that's so interesting. So now when we go back and hear that one, it'll be like it'll have a whole new side.
And exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so we won't be staying at yours, I don't think. Cause
that makes sense.
Because I believe you did talk about this, but I think it would be too cramped.
Indeed. And you'll want your own space.
Yeah, of course.
Your own nice Hilton hotel.
Oh, yeah. The Hilton.
It's just down the road from us, actually.
Is it?
Oh. It's not far. Yeah, you could stay there if you want. I could just drive. So on the I could just come pick you guys up and whatever. All that. Well, we'll discuss later date. So that's the exciting news. But unfortunately, less so exciting news, someone has bailed on me.
There is some sad news.
For the World Endurance Championship.
What I'll do, pass Tom to Future Tom, is layer on some
sad
tones.
Music. Yes, yeah. sad tones. Some sad tones. So yes, someone's had to bail on me because of financial commitments. To the World Endurance Championship, so I'm going to be going with someone who loves me more to the World Endurance Championship at Silverstone in April, and we're hopefully going to get Baz's signature and maybe Robert Kubica's as well. Great, you're going to miss out, man.
I know, but then I'm going to the good side to all this is that I get to go to the F1,
you could have done both.
It was a very difficult decision.
You pondered over it many times on the toilet.
Oh, I did.
It's a good thinking chair, isn't it?
I do like a good ponder whilst on my throne.
It's the best place.
It is.
I have my best ideas on the toilet.
It's because, right, I know why this is. It's because when you're sitting there, you're like relaxed. You know when like you're going, you just relax and you let it all, you know. And then you just like suddenly your mind has more, blood rushes to it because everything else has stopped.
Your mind is clear.
And it's like, oh, I need a whiteboard.
Yeah, exactly. I would like a whiteboard. I'll look into that. I might do it this evening. Anyhow, what else did you get on your birthday, Tom?
Oh, so what else did I get? I got a nice pen.
A pen? What did the pen say?
The pen said... I don't think it said anything.
Oh.
Like the pen writes stuff.
Oh, does it? Oh, is it a space pen?
That's its job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know that you can't use a pen in space?
Really? Why not? Is there a law against it?
No, there's no gravity. Because there's no gravity, the ink can't go onto the paper. It just spills everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, that's a true fact. So NASA spent about... What?
Hold on. What if I was to write something on the ceiling?
Well, it wouldn't make a difference.
No, but here on Earth, gravity will work against it, but I could still write on something.
Well,
it would
be
upside down.
Yeah, you can. But think about it: ink is a fluid, so it will just be floating around in space because it can't come out of the pen.
But how does it come out if you're doing it upside down?
Because the force of which it's coming out of the nib... But anyway, NASA developed a special space pen that allows you to write in space for about $6 billion. So there you go. little fun fact.
Wow, that's quite expensive.
It was,
I think,
yes.
For a pen, that's more than I would pay. But yeah, I mean, it's worth it if you go into space and you need to write a postcard or something, yeah.
Postcard, yeah, letters.
Having a great time, using my new pen. Hope all is well.
$6 billion pen.
See you in 6 months.
see you soon. Hugs, kisses, and hugs and kisses.
Tim Peake.
And apparently, as well, they're not. They can use internet on the station, on the space station, but they can't use. They can't open any Word documents on an email because of security reasons.
Oh.
So there you go.
You really learn all sorts. So
don't send an email to anyone on the space station with a document in it, because they won't be able to view it. There's a top tip.
Thanks, Dave.
That's okay. So you got a nice pen. What else did you?
What else did I get?
What else
I
did
got
you get?
A T-shirt, which I have on now.
Oh. What does it look like?
It's got footballs on it.
It's got footballs.
It's got. I think it's got five. Let me just look.
Okay.
It's got five, from the oldest one to the newest one, and how they've changed in five footballs.
Okay, cool.
What else did I get?
Well, you got something else, didn't you?
I got something else, did I?
Yeah, you did. It might have arrived a bit late.
What arrived late?
Wasn't my fault.
Wasn't your fault.
It's blame a certain Portuguese racing driver.
Portuguese racing driver.
You know the one.
No, I've gone blank.
You know.
I think that's, you know, all the presents I got.
Him.
I don't think I got any more.
No, there's another one. There was another one. You sent me a picture of it.
Oh, my F1 car. My little F1 car.
Oh.
You know, the Mercedes. That was a nice gift.
The Mercedes. Yeah.
That was good. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, there was one more.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, and of course there was the present that you got me.
Hey!
Oh. Dave got me a hat.
I did. I got him a hat.
A cap.
And he has to wear it at the Formula One.
Oh, but it's quite small. It's not too small.
It didn't look small.
It's just snug. It's snug.
Bugger. I knew I should have got for the larger.
It's
snug. I went for the second to largest.
It's fine as long as I don't wear it for more than 20 to 30 seconds. It'll be absolutely fine.
Oh.
Does start to cause like a big migraine. You should have thought about this, because I've got a huge brain.
Well, yeah. I didn't want to inflate your ego by giving you a big cap.
Yeah, but now it's being like contained to bursting point.
Well, I can take it back. I'll get a refund sent out.
Nah, it's alright. It's a good looking cap.
Oh, good. Well, I'm pleased.
So, for those who don't know, it's Thiago Monteiro.
Thiago Monteiro, the
number
legend,
18.
Legend of number 18. If he was in Formula One now, he would have number 18.
Yep.
All over his car.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't need sponsors. It'd just be 18.
It'd just be 18 across the whole thing.
Yeah.
He finished third once.
He did.
That was
he did indeed.
Third of six cars. Yeah.
Well, what a race that was.
What a race. Yeah. What a race.
He drove so well.
Yep. He was fantastic.
And to start 18th on the grid as well. Finish third,
man, yeah.
What a race.
What a man.
Complete balls up that was. But anyway, he did score an 8th place later in the year, so technically that's a genuine point.
Yeah. We should say that when he was third, six cars started the race. Because of tyre fears.
Tyre problems.
What was it? 2006?
2005.
2005.
USA Grand Prix.
USA Grand Prix.
I remember it well.
So if you want to find out more, go and watch that.
Yes, I want you to get Eddie Jordan to sign it.
I will do my best.
As it is a Jordan cap.
Yep, yeah, yeah.
I think he'll be
yeah,
more than delighted.
I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure he. I'm oh, sure that get... will make his day.
I could get my Damon Hill cap signed as well. That would be pretty cool. Damon might be there. He would be there.
He will be there. We hope.
I could get my cap signed. That'd be amazing.
We can have our cap signed together.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you find everyday life boring? Then check out our podcast, That's Life, and we'll make everything seem so much brighter.
So what did you do on your day, birthday day?
I took the Monday off work for the day of my birthday.
Good decision.
I had my birthday off. So. Oh, you know, it's the first time that I've had it off work or school or whatever I was doing.
Apart from when it was a weekend.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. But because I quite like it when you go into work, and because like it's not really a real day's work when it's your birthday. You kind of, you know, you have cake and everyone's nice to you and stuff.
Well, mate, well, you hope
well,
everyone
pretend
nice
to be nice.
Yeah,
to
they all pretend to like you.
Happy birthday, Tom. You're a great guy.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Tom. Yes, that's it.
Yeah. And then, so on the Sunday night, we stayed at a hotel.
Whoa. Delicious.
We won't name it. We don't name
no,
the show.
Fine. It's fine. No names.
But it was a grand hotel.
It was indeed.
The stay was grand.
Did you go swimming?
Yep. We went in the pool. They had like a steam room and a sauna.
Oh, nice.
They had this like this, they've got this hot tub sort of thing. But it's like really hot. It's like really hot. You know when you get into the bath sometimes and it's a bit too hot and you like have to go in like real slowly. You know,
well, like me on Iceland, yeah.
And you're like going, you're like slowly lowering yourself down.
Yeah, I do that, yeah.
Oh yeah, like that.
And you're in.
What?
And you're in the tub. Oh. In the tub. What?
I thought you said urine.
And you're.
I'm sorry. Do you pee in the bath?
And release.
And urine coming out.
No. Oh. So you were in the hot tub. Did you have a glass of champagne?
No.
Oh. Okay. I'll take away glass of shame from my image of you in the hot tub.
No, we didn't. I don't think we drank.
Oh, you didn't drink.
Oh no, I did have a beer with the meal. Yeah, I had a beer with the meal, and then so we had the meal, which was nice, and then we went back to the room and watched Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah, fantastic film.
Fair enough. I bet you were dancing in your room.
Well, we can have it too. Like for like the songs, it gets like really loud, and like the bass was quite loud, so we had to turn it down a lot for all the songs.
Did you have a king size or go for the big room?
It was a big bed. I don't know what size.
Probably a king. Size.
Yeah, probably king size. We had a park / sea view.
Okay.
So we could see both the park and the sea.
Very nice. Were there any peculiarities? This is always weird in hotel rooms, isn't it?
Oh, I did smash a glass.
Oh.
So brilliant. What I did, it was really annoying. Like,
I can see Catherine's face right now, just like, what are you doing?
What a dick. This guy. I just can't take him anywhere. Literally.
You can't take him anywhere.
Can't take him anywhere.
Oh, smashing the place up.
Well, I went off and I turned the lights out and I came back to bed and I got in and then I went, I don't know what I did. So I had a glass of water on the bedside and I think I went to either grab something like my phone to check it was on silent or something and
next
knocked
thing you
it.
Know. Oh.
So I was just lying there and I heard like, kadoonk. like that. I was like, oh, really? So I had to go and put the lights on. And then I get there and it's like soaking all on the floor because the water's going everywhere. There's glass.
How did it shatter? Was it a bit...
against the door? Against like the wall slash door. This sort of room had a joining door. You know, like some rooms.
Yeah.
It's always weird. You're like, just check it's locked. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
Just in case. And I must have done it with such force.
You must have done it. It's just plinged. Yeah. Did you pling it?
I plinged out.
Oh, you plinged out, and then it smashed on the floor.
And it smashed on the floor.
Tom.
So then I had to like get up and pick all the bits of glass up. And...
One word, mate. One word. One job.
That's two words.
Just go to bed. Just get into bed. Is smashing up the glass.
Yeah, I couldn't even get into bed without causing a scene.
It could have been worse.
True.
So you got up in the morning, forgot about it, put your feet on the ground, got glass in your toe.
Yeah.
Did you get up early or did you make the most of the...
We got up about 8, I think.
Did you? Because... Really? Why?
Because breakfast was until 10.
Oh, okay.
So we were like, right, we'll go down about 9:30, but we need to have like a shower and stuff. And then I had all my gifts as well. So we were like, right, if we get up at about 8-ish, then there's no real rush. I can do my gifts. We can have like a brew and, you know, it's more relaxed.
But nice
if
brew.
Like, we're like, we got to get down for breakfast. I can't do my gifts till after.
Because it's your birthday, did you have a special brew?
No.
Oh.
I just had a brew.
Earl Grey.
Yep. The old... Oh, no, in fact, I had a hot chocolate.
Ooh, very special.
Which said, on the side of the thing, it said, cuddle in a cup.
Cuddle in a cup?
Yeah, was what it was defined as.
That's rather sickly, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd
rather a physical cuddle.
Yeah, it wasn't as good.
Was it not? Not as good as...
No.
Never mind.
But no, it was quite nice when we came to leave. I sort of said to them, like, we smashed the glass. Sorry.
Smashed the glass up. I was so angry.
And, but we kind of thought they might charge us. But then she was like, oh, are you okay? Like, are you hurt? Like,
are you okay?
Yeah, and we're like, oh, yeah, no, we're fine. She's like, oh, okay. Oh, that's fine then. Kind of thing. We're like, oh, right.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you know. And I was like, it's in the corner, like I'd kind of describe what it was. And I was like, we don't need to do anything else. She's like, no, just as long as you're not hurt, then it's fine. Huh. And we were like, oh, that's quite nice of them.
That's great. Yeah, happy days.
So if I go back, I'm going to smash loads of glasses.
Yeah, it's just... did you take any towels with you? Or
towels?
No, did you not? What? Oh, okay, you don't do that. Okay, fine.
What do you mean? Oh, no, like I stole some stuff, you mean?
No.
Do you do that, do you, Dave?
Of course not. That would affect my security clearance if I do such a thing.
Oh. Ooh, risky.
they wondered why I had so many bags on the way out.
Of all the things to take as well, towels?
Well, they're really? Nice, big, fluffy towels.
That's true. But they're such like a... They're going to go in and see the towels are gone. Be like, okay. Whereas if like you take like a soap or something, it's a bit like, oh, they must have just used all the soap.
Kez did say, should we just nick all the tea? And I was like, no.
Yeah, you can take. Yeah, that's fine. So then they think you just drank it.
Oh, okay. I did. I said, don't do it. Oh dear.
Biscuits as well.
Lovely. You had a great day. A great introduction to being 28.
Oh, and then so then I went to see my granddad, and that was nice. We had a brew and a chat. And then I went out for lunch with my dad, and that was nice.
We
went bowling.
You went bowling?
I know, we didn't plan it. It got to about 3, and we were like, we got this day to enjoy. There was no, we were going to go and see a film, but they weren't at good times, and not ones we were that keen on. So we were like, what else could we do here? And then, so we went bowling, which was really good fun.
That's cool. Did you win?
I won one, lost one. Oh, Dave, it was annoying because the first one I won. It was kind of close till the end, but then I pushed on the end. But then in the next one, I was winning like the entire way, and at about halfway I was like, oh, I've won this, you know, I'm so far up, like there's no way I can lose. And then I thought I was doing quite well still, and I continued to do quite well, and then it got to about the ninth like go round, and I was saying like, oh, there's, you know, you could still win here. And then I think she got a strike on her last one or something and won by miles. And I was like, how did that happen? I was like cruising.
Oh, because
to the
of the
victory.
Strike, it doubles it.
Well, I think she must have, I don't know, must have just, I don't know.
You let her win?
I let her win.
She should let you win because it's your birthday, but we won't get into that.
I thought that as well.
How dare you?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You've ruined my birthday.
I'm going to go home.
Yeah. And then we went home and had cake.
Oh, what sort of cake?
It was Colin the Caterpillar cake.
Colin? You ate Colin?
Colin. Well, I've still got one piece.
May he rest in peace.
We've still got his face. Piece.
He's got his face.
But he's left. Yeah, we went bum first.
As always, go bum first. Always go bum
first.
Oh,
yeah, of course, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's the tastiest part.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Ask me about London.
No.
okay, fine. So, Tom, do you shower naked?
Oh, no. We'll leave that for later. So, Dave, you went to London.
I did go to London. How did you know?
Because you told me.
I did tell. Did I? Oh, well, I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did go.
You did
to London.
Tell me.
I went to London today. Actually, it wasn't very. I didn't do very much. I just went to work.
Not like that, London. Like you went for a little trip away to London.
Oh, the trip away last weekend.
And you saw a show. Before.
I did. Yes. What? How did you know all this?
You told me all of this. God. It's not rocket science. If you're going to tell me, then I'm probably going to know.
You're telling me what I did. It's really weird. So, yes, we went as one of Kerry's Christmas presents. I bought us a trip to London. Well, I didn't really buy us a trip to London. I bought us... I guess it was a present for me as well, technically, because I bought it for both of us. So it was a two-night stay in the Hilton Hotel in London. And I said the name, didn't I? I guess I can name drop. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's your choice, Dave.
It's fine. Free advertisement for Hilton. And then we went to see Kinky Boots at the theatre, Adelphi.
Was that good?
Adelphi Theatre. It was pretty fantastic.
Oh, so in short, like, if you can tell me very shortly.
Yes.
What it's about, very shortly. I think I've said shortly too much.
Well, hotels, so please, people stay.
No, the show, you...
Oh, the show.
Yeah,
right.
Wally.
It's... Okay, the show... The show...
Very shortly.
It was about a man who becomes an owner of a shoe factory, and to create a unique selling... new USP, he begins producing shoes for transvestites.
Oh,
boom! Nutshell.
Boom. Good stuff.
So yeah, it's great.
And
it's
there's songs in
well.
It, presumably, and dancing.
There's some excellent songs.
And there's
in
men
it.
In
there's like
dresses.
Yes, the best song is called "The Sex Is in the Heel." check it out. It's a great song actually. It's a good song. There's "The Most Beautiful Thing in the World," the shoes. That's a good song at the start to get you all riled up. It was a very fabulous evening out, I have to say. And we even had dinner on the way back at a McDonald's.
Oh!
Okay, I know.
You really splashed out there.
Oh, so tell me about it.
No.
No, it was really good because, yeah. So
why did you go to McDonald's?
Friday night. I just wanted something to eat. No, honestly, on the way there, we picked up a meal deal from Sainsbury's.
Oh,
just as because we were running a bit short on time and stuff, so it was anything
fair
to enough. Eat. But no, we had a really great time. The hotel was Carrie was a bit taken aback, I think. She was a bit too posh for us.
Oh, really?
But,
yeah. Bit too much.
We were on the executive floor.
Ooh.
I hadn't planned on that. I didn't realise.
So what does that mean? What's on the executive floor?
The rooms are bigger, I think. And okay. we had a wet room as well, which was really interesting.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't just a shower, the whole bloody room was.
It's designed to.
Which was cool. And what was cool as well, the speaker in the shower was connected to the TV.
Oh, we had that. Not in the one we stayed in this year. For my birthday last year.
Oh right.
The place we stayed, we had that.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I really liked, I think that's such a cool thing. Because then you can put on like
the F1. Like, you can have the F1 on.
Well, yeah,
you need to go take a dump, and then you can still listen to it. It's great.
But what if you're like, what if you're mid dump, right? And then you hear like, oh no, there's been a huge crash, and you're like, oh my god, wipe, oh no, I can't, oh no, hold on.
Yeah.
And he's like, am I going for a break? So we missed it, guys. I don't know.
That would be bad. Or if Man U were playing, and then it's.
Yeah. What a goal!
Rudy! And then, oh, bugger.
That's the best goal I have ever seen.
Ever seen in my life. And then you're like, oh, missed it because I was on the Kazi. So that was great. I did not break anything.
Oh, that's good.
I don't think I did.
That's good.
No, I didn't break anything. And there was I picked that one because it had a swimming pool and stuff. And it just had a swimming pool and a jacuzzi, but it wasn't as warm as you. I wanted it to be as warm as the one you said, but it wasn't because it was kind of like connected to the swimming pool.
Okay.
So you kind of like swim into it, and then it was like bubbles and stuff, and it was okay, but not what I was hoping. There wasn't a steam room or anything, which was a shame. But we still had a fabulous time.
Because you went in a steam room for the first time last year.
I did, at the Northampton.
Ah, so it would have been quite nice of you to.
That was a year ago.
What's it?
When we went to see Jersey Boys, yeah. Yeah, then. Yeah. We're thinking of going to see them again, actually, before they stop the show. I think this is the last year.
Oh.
So we're kind of thinking maybe we should go see it before they stop.
Yeah, because you saw the Milton Keynes one, was it?
No, Northampton.
Northampton, sorry.
Yeah. It's ironic because that's where Kinky Boots is set.
Oh, is it?
Funnily enough, yeah. Oh, that's funny as well because we went to see a house a few weekends ago and it was behind an old shoe factory.
Oh.
All coming together.
Do you think it's based on a true story?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, wow.
No, it is.
You wouldn't believe it, would
it is.
You?
I mean, yeah, no, I was surprised as well.
Oh.
It says Kinky Boots based on a real story. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there we go. We didn't, it was all good in London. The next day we did a bit of shopping. We went up the Shard. That was good fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. You go in, and, like, they check your bags and stuff. Like, they put it through an airport scanner to see if you've got anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go up the lift.
That's good.
You go up to like the things like the 60th floor you go up to, and you get in the lift, and it just goes up in like 15 seconds. It's so fast.
Oh, really?
And on that floor, there's like three restaurants, like bars, and you can just go in and have a drink and stuff. So we just went to one of the bars and had a beer.
Mm.
And you can like see out across London and stuff. It's really cool. We really enjoyed it.
And I'm told the loos have got glass walls, but I think this might just be at the top.
I think it's, yeah.
I'm not sure.
We looked at the top, but it was like £60 each to go up.
Oh, right,
so
yeah,
we're like,
yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Plus, I'm sure the view from where you were must have been.
It was good enough.
Pretty good.
It was. I mean, you know, obviously it'll be better at the top, but yeah, we'll take that. And we spent the rest of the day. We went to Covent Garden. We took the bus. I know, who gets the bus
the
in London?
Bus?
I know, we took the bus.
Golly gosh.
I know, got amazing, eh? We went to Covent Garden and we went to The Pie Shop.
The Pie Shop?
The Pie Shop, and we had a pie.
A pie?
I know, would you believe it?
Wow. What kind of pie was it?
Was
it a cream pie?
No.
Oh, that was one of our top moments.
That's disgusting, Tom.
But that's your favourite kind of pie.
Oh, okay. So,
anyway, moving on.
We went to the Lego shop. That was cool.
Oh yeah.
No, it wasn't. Was it Lego Shop? No, it wasn't Lego Shop. It was
it wasn't actually Lego Shop.
Hamleys. We were in Hamleys and we looked around and there was a kid singing one of my favorite songs,
which
karaoke.
Is
Reach.
Oh, really?
Reach for the stars.
That's one of your favorite songs.
Well, of course it is.
It's a classic.
Is an all-time classic. Reach for those goddamn stars.
Do you want to sing us a little bit of it?
She was singing her heart out, bless her, this little kid.
Are you going to sing us a little bit of it?
No. not
Go on.
No.
Go on, just sing us a little bit. Just a little bit.
No.
Go on.
No, go on. No.
Just a tiny, just like one line.
No, I'm not singing. There's no singing here today.
Boo. Boo.
Boo yourself.
Oh, boo yourself. Anyway, okay.
And we went for dinner that night. This is the last thing. For dinner that night, we went to a place called Hickster, which was a steakhouse-type restaurant. And we sat down. We were going to go for like... We were like, oh, what should we go for? Like, oh, they got burgers here. We'll just do burgers. Okay, fine. But then after a while, we're like, you know what? Why are we going to do... We can have that any night. So in the end, we plumped for a whole chicken and chips to share.
What?
Chicken? I know. A whole chicken, yeah.
Was the head still on it?
No, but the feet were.
Ah, it's not a whole chicken then, is it?
Well...
I mean, it's most of a chicken.
It was like stuck in a thing of chips at the bottom and it had stuffing in its crevice. The cavity.
It's whole.
It's whole. And it was different. It was really tasty.
Do you say the feet were still?
Yeah, they chopped them off there.
So the feet weren't still connected.
Well, when they brought it to us, it was still connected, but then they chopped them off. Where the guy came around with a knife and he started chopping it up for us and stuff. Well, chopping it up, carving it up.
Carving's the term.
It is the technical term. And it was really good. It was different, you know. And that's what we were after. Because
yeah, that's
we'll probably never ever be there again. So
good stuff.
Yeah, it was really good, really enjoyable. And then we had trouble getting back because there was tube problems. But anyway, we got it was a lovely weekend.
But we don't need to bring the tone down. With...
Always problems on the tube. Anyway.
So I had a nice birthday trip away to a hotel. And you had a nice Kerry's birthday trip away to a hotel.
Huh? Kerry's Christmas present.
Christmas present. I was going to say that again. So
get it right.
So I had a nice stay in a hotel, and you had a nice stay in a hotel, and everybody's happy.
Everyone's happy. It was lovely. It was a lovely, lovely time.
That's Life Podcast. Not for everyone.
So, do you shower naked?
Yes. Do you?
What?
you don't.
You don't wear a hairnet or something?
Shower cap. Of course.
Of course. Oh, good. And
do you
and,
not?
And you, do you have little slippers? Little.
Oh yeah, my little foot grip. Yeah.
Yeah. Just in case.
You don't want to slip in the bath.
Oh no. Woo! Oh no. And trunks as well, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, apart from all the stuff you expect, I shower naked.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's hot. That's hot stuff.
Hot stuff. Oh, the fan is.
Absolutely loving it. Whoa. Calm, just calm down. So on that note,
it's been an interesting show.
This is what we've been up to, show.
Oh, so I was going to say actually.
Oh, what are
you know,
say?
You know how for your birthday show, I brought on a guest.
Yeah.
Well, where's my guest?
Yeah. What? What? Why do you want? Oh, fine. Hang on. What does the fox say? There you go.
What? What is that?
What?
I said that
Where's
my guest?
Your guest
and
is...
And you got your phone to say something about a fox.
Yeah. No, you say...
How's that the same thing?
What does the fox say?
Interesting question.
No, hang on. What does the fox say?
Brat-a-carca-carca-carca-cow.
Yeah, there you go.
What? What is what? Happening?
What? That's your guess, Siri.
I'm so confused.
What is zero divided by zero?
Imagine the
you have 0 cookies and you split them evenly among 0 friends. How many cookies does each person get? See, it doesn't make sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies. And you are sad that you have no friends.
you are sad that you have no friends.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, screw
and
you.
And the Cookie
phone.
Monster is sad. Oh, that's a nice way to end the show, isn't
nice
it?
Way to end it. Thanks for that, Siri. And so we will return with a more interesting podcast next time.
Well, what are you saying? This one wasn't interesting.
Well, you know, with some more more fun stuff.
Well, it could well be the an F1 themed
last
one.
Ever show. Oh, the F1 podcast.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean last ever show? What are you implying? Are you leaving me, Dave?
Well, you never know. Something might happen.
Are you leaving?
Yeah, I commute.
Don't leave.
It could. I
don't
could.
Leave.
Something could happen.
Please don't leave
Who knows?
Me. Don't leave.
No, I'm sure we're.
Please don't leave.
Fine. But yeah, we have Formula One coming up soon, so we better get our preview out. So watch out for that, and
we should review last season as well at some point.
Yeah,
it's quite late now.
Should I just review it now?
No.
It was
no.
Should we say okay? I'm gonna close up because I need to get to bed.
Oh, it's getting late. It is. It's like 9:05.
This is my bedtime, I'm afraid. So thank you for listening, all. This has been an update of what we've been up to, and watch out for us in the future. We'll have some more cool stuff.
You do sound like you're tired when you're talking like that.
watch.
No. Listen out. Oh.
No, I've had it's been a difficult day at work, man.
Well, we don't want to hear about that. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good night.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.